Shut up. I'm listening to the Next English Podcast.
You're listening to Zdenek's English Podcast, a podcast for English learners at B1, B2 and C1 levels.
And it's time for another episode of Zdenek's English Podcast. Welcome back. I am back with another episode of Zdenek's English Podcast. I said that again, in case you forgot. Can you guess where I am right now? Can you have a guess? I'll give you about 3 seconds. And those of you that thought that I was recording this episode from the Istanbul airport in Turkey, I'm pretty sure that that's the first thing that came to your mind. Those of you who thought that were right, of course, because that's exactly where I'm recording from. You might be wondering, what's going on, Zdenek? That has never happened. That is the first time ever you have recorded from that place. Well, to be frank, that is the first time ever I have been here. And you would be right, of course, because I'm on my way to Vietnam and I've got my stopover here. Do you guys know what a stopover is? I think it's also called a layover. A layover is... or a stopover, that's when basically you have a connecting flight, right? And this usually happens when your journey is quite long. And obviously flying to Vietnam, that's a pretty long journey. And there is no direct flight from certain places, such as Prague. I think there might be one, or at least I heard they were considering it. I don't know, but... my flight is with one connecting flight, actually, I'm confusing myself. Basically, I have got to stop in Istanbul, right? And that's where I am right now. And I've got to wait for the next flight here. And that means that I have got to kill, don't worry, I'm not going to kill any humans. I'm not going to be a murderer, definitely not in any place, let alone here in Turkey. I don't want to give bad first impression to Turkish people, especially because I've got one Turkish student. Hello, Serkan, if you are listening to this, then hello. Thank you for being my student. Thank you for being loyal to me. And where was I? Yes, I was talking about killing. Yeah, I need to kill... time, not people. I need to kill some time because basically I've got to wait here for about 7 hours. And I am somewhere in the middle of this waiting time, I think. Something like that. And on top of that, obviously, as luck would have it, I'm also sleep deprived. Couldn't sleep very well last night. I think I slept only about 5 hours. A bit on the plane until they woke me up on the plane from Prague to Istanbul, until they woke me up with the meal cart, you know, that card that comes with the flight attendants, push it, and then there was a meal. I didn't even know they would give us a meal. Usually they don't do that for those short flights. This one was only about 2 hours long, but they did. We had meatballs with rice and some Turkish sauce and other things that I cannot describe, but it was pretty good. Anyway, what do I want to talk about in this episode of the Next English Podcast? I want to talk about a few things, and some of it will be rather embarrassing, so brace yourself for that. I'm going to beat myself up a little bit here on the Next English Podcast. I think it will be well deserved. So that I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about my plans, about my sort of intentions and objectives and sort of the aims, right? All that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I've made a few notes here. It's all on my mobile phone. I'm connected to this Istanbul Wi-Fi here, which is free. It's obviously lovely, so I'm able to basically open my Google document and see all these notes while I'm talking. But to be frank, I haven't used those notes yet. That's very common for me. I make a lot of notes, I make a plan, and then I tend to improvise everything because I think I'm more natural when I do that. I'm more, I don't know, there's something about being just yourself, right? Something about being your authentic self. And I think that's where I'm most comfortable at, or something like that. Right, but basically I went back to Czech Republic for summer. I may have said it in one of the previous episodes of the Next English Podcast. The plan was to stay for about 2 months. And I stayed, in the end, I stayed for about 2 months and 10-ish days. I can't remember exactly. And hey, it was great. The weather was a bit iffy, though. The first month, it was quite cold, rainy, and not, you know, to be honest, on the whole, that summer wasn't very summery, if that's a word. I think a summery is a word, but probably not the word that I'm trying to use here. Summer-esque? I don't know. I'm sure there is a word like that in the English language. You can always check this with AI, right? Just ask ChatGPT, what is the word Zdeněk means? And I'm sure it will give you an answer. Yeah, so the weather was a bit, you know, it left much to be desired, but I did not mind. Why is that? Well, that's because it helped me cool down from the heat, which I had to obviously experience before that in Vietnam, in Da Nang. And I escaped the peak, the summer peak, the worst heat. I escaped it by staying in Europe, in the Czech Republic, while avoiding the Czech hottest summer that normally we get there. But it didn't seem to happen this time, which I didn't mind, to be frank. But the main thing is I was able to see all my friends and family members, most of them anyway. I think I may have failed in seeing a few of them, but to be frank, I was able to you know, see most of them, which was great, and I did enjoy that. My sister with her 3 kids, my cousin with his 2 kids, so that is 5 kids in total. I don't understand how people can deal with kids, to be frank, because they are very lively, very boisterous, and I always get tired after spending only 2 hours with them. I'm done, you know, I can't go on anymore. But yeah, it's always nice to see them because they are full of this youth energy, and that's absolutely something that you know, can sort of charge you in some ways, charge your batteries. But on the other hand, it also exhausts you. So I don't know where I stand on that. But it's always nice to see them. And of course, my friends, and I also saw some of my classmates from high school. Who else did I see? Yeah, some of my students. Notably, I went to Slovakia to see my student, Laco. I've spoken about him on this podcast before. Obviously, it's much harder to travel to distant places like Turkey. I'm here in Istanbul, but I'm not able to see Serkan, my other student, because it's really hard. How would Serkan even get here? He would have to work in the airport here, right? So that would be the only way to do it. And he doesn't. So I don't think it was ever a possibility for this to happen. Yeah, I would have to stay in Turkey for a few days, but it's just a stopover. And then I also managed to see another student of mine, Libor. First time ever after us having lessons for, I'm sure, more than a year. It could be closer to 2 years now. I can't remember exactly. But Libor is from Germany. He's a Czech guy who is living in Germany. He has been living there for 20 years, has got a German wife. And he basically went to see his father in the Czech Republic. And Poděbrady, the town I was staying in, and you know, the place where I always go back to, was on his way. So basically, that was convenient, and that was also a last minute thing. And it was great. I have to tell you something, yeah. Both Libor and Laco are great guys and lovely students to work with. But for me, the funniest moment is always when I get to see someone that I've been working with for so long, at least a year or 2 years, or sometimes even more, and I know them so well from the lessons. Because, you know, in the English lessons that I have with my students, we often share a lot of personal details, right? And everything we speak about is, we just speak Czech all the time. That's, what am I saying? I messed it up. I wanted to say we speak English all the time, because that's the kind of teacher I am. I use English all the time. Even if my student shares the first language with me, the mother tongue, like Libor does, he's Czech, right? Even though his German is probably better than his Czech now, but he speaks Czech fluently, of course, right? He's a native speaker from the Czech Republic. But of course, Laco is another fun example, because he is Slovak and Czech people understand Slovak people and vice versa. So again, actually, we did speak to each other a little bit Slovak and Czech, and it was hilarious. It's like as if you're talking to a completely different person. It feels like just like, I think I've heard this somewhere, when people can speak different languages to really high level, they're almost like they are different personalities in every single language, right? They're just a completely different person. So that is really, really cool to experience that. So I'm probably forgetting about someone else. Well, I saw Tomáš as well, my other student, and I saw my football students too, and the football coach that I teach. So I think I managed to see about half of my students. That's just amazing, right? And yeah, so all of it went well, but there is always a but, right? And remember, as Arya Stark from the Game of Thrones says, everything that comes before but is horseshit. So now the but, there is a but here. Whew. I booked my flight about a month ago, and everything went smoothly. I found a flight, Turkish Airlines. I thought it was a good idea, since I haven't flown with them before. The last time I flew with British Airways, and before it was Qatar Airlines, I think it's called. So I wanted to try Turkish Airlines. I think they were one of the cheapest ones as well. So I said to myself, why not? And so I did. I did book that ticket. And the ticket was for, I thought, the 12th of September, which was Friday. And then, so I told everybody that I was flying, you know, my student, all of them knew, because it's kind of a big thing, you know. I told all my family members, everybody knew I was leaving on Friday the 12th. And then, you know, I would say about myself that I'm a pretty experienced and seasoned traveler at this point, because I've, as you know, I've lived in the UK, in Vietnam, I've done a lot of flying, right? A lot of flying. So it doesn't really scare me, or make me slightly anxious. I think like everybody has that travel anxiety a little bit, right? But I think with every new flight, it's less and less. And in this case, I was completely chill about this situation, and that proved to be, this was the downfall, right? I was an architect of my own downfall, basically, because, listen to this, 10 minutes before one of my lessons, it was the day before I was supposed to fly, I decided to finally print my tickets, because I was like, oh, okay, I'm flying tomorrow, I might as well start getting ready for this, right? I mean, I was ready with a lot of other things. Like I had my suitcase on the table and everything sort of prepared to go and stuff like that. And so I went to print the tickets. I opened the email with the tickets and I'm looking at the tickets. And lo and behold, here it comes. Here comes the twist, ladies and gentlemen. The ticket was for the 9th of September. That's right. So I was looking at it in an utter disbelief. I couldn't believe it. I was petrified. I froze almost. I was like, I can't even describe the expression on my face I had. And I saw that expression actually because I already had my Google Meet camera on because I was getting ready for my student. So I saw myself there. And basically what happened was that I, for some reason, thought that I was flying on the 9th, on the 12th, which is 3 days after I was supposed to fly. And the 9th was 2 days before I was checking the email. So basically, to cut the long story short, I've missed my flight. Yes, I missed my flight. Can you believe it? Is that even possible? How could this be? How can this possibly happen? Remember the story from the last year when I messed up my driver's license? Do you remember that? Well, I think this is a sequel to that, but it is getting even worse. I basically somehow messed up those two dates. I don't know how it could happen. And I think the problem was that as I kept telling everyone when I was leaving, I think I made myself more and more confident that I knew exactly when I was going. And I basically didn't bother to check the ticket anymore. But as we know, there is a phrase, check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? And also, what's the other one? There's something about... I can't remember. You see, I'm forgetting that one as well. But check yourself before you wreck yourself. And basically, it's a lesson. It's a lesson for me because, guys, I ended up having to buy a new ticket and basically making a huge loss on this. Basically, wasting a lot of money. Yeah, right? So we are talking about somewhere in the region of 500 euros, which is a lot of money for me. It might not be so much money for some of you listening to this, and it might be a lot of money for some of you listening to this. For me personally, it is a lot of money. I am from the Czech Republic. It's not the poorest country in the world, but it's also not the richest country in Europe. So relatively speaking, it did not exactly ruin me financially, but it's a setback, a big one. Yeah, I tried to get some sort of a discount from the agency I was booking this from. At some point, it looked like I had a chance, but then, they gave me hope. But the next day, the hope was shattered because they said it wasn't possible. And I was also wanted to fly as soon as possible. So basically, I had the opportunity to fly the next day. And that's today. So I'm flying on Saturday. Well, next day from what I originally thought I was flying. Actually, I'm flying 4 days later, but you know what I mean. Basically, guys, I missed my flight and I didn't even know that I missed it. Can you imagine? I only found out 2 days later when I was checking the email and the tickets. So that's the story that really is embarrassing. I'm absolutely mortified. And now you might be wondering, Zdenek, but why are you even talking about this on the podcast? Why are you making a fool out of yourself? Well, this is the kind of person I am. I'm very open about these things, and I'm not scared to to just admit when I'm wrong and when I mess up. I think it's the healthy approach rather than bottling it all up and pretending everything is fine. I prefer just coming out in this kind of way, you know, being honest with you and being honest with myself as well. I am an idiot in this case. There are no two ways about it. You know, you just have to say as it is. Let's not beat around the bush here. It's just, in this case, I was a complete, stupid, little... I want to say a swear word here, but unfortunately, that's not what I'm going to do. Or fortunately, maybe. Yeah, guys... You have to move on, right? What can you do? You have to find some sort of solace in saying to yourself, it's a lesson learned, right? It's sometimes you need lessons like that in life in order to be better next time, right? You need to learn from your lessons, from your mistakes, and this is not obviously the kind of mistake that you make when you're learning English. Those mistakes you also have to learn from, but this is a life mistake when you basically waste a lot of money because of being super stupid and maybe complacent and overconfident and just plain stupid, really. There's no other way to describe it. So, lost a lot of money there, but it wasn't the only financial problem I had in the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, as you guys know, when it rains, it pours, right? Usually more bad things happen at the same time, because that's life. Something happened to my main cable, the electricity cable that leads from the panel on the house to the outside panel, and that cable is under the ground. That one had to be replaced, so didn't have to dig out the old one, but a new sort of trench had to be dug out for the new one, and the new one had to be bought, and the person that had to pay for it obviously was me. So I've done a lot of digging, and also I was lucky that the neighbors are also building a house at the moment, so we saw a digger there. And a digger is like this huge, no, it's not that huge, it's a relatively small machine, a vehicle that can dig out the hole. So I paid for that, it wasn't that expensive, but the cable was expensive. Yeah, it's like it's not no longer aluminium, the old cable was aluminium cable, and basically one of those phases in that cable gave way. You know, the cable has like three phases, plus the earth cable. I'm not an expert, but that's what the electrician told me. And one of those cables just didn't conduct electricity enough, basically, right? So you cannot fix it. You just have to replace it. So the aluminium cable, we just left it in the ground, and I bought a new one. I went to an electric shop and bought that cable, 25 meters long and quite thick. It's like super thick, right? Because it's not one of those cables that you have in the wall. It has to be a thick one, because it will supply the entire house, and actually two houses, actually, because my cousin has a house on the property too. So And that was funny, because it was super heavy, but I managed to put it on my bicycle, actually, and ride my bicycle with that for about 1.5 kilometers home, which is an achievement in itself. And then came the digging, and I had an electrician over. I wasn't the one plugging it all in or connecting it with the breakers, and, you know, breakers, those are the switches that you have in that panel. And no, I wasn't the one connecting that. I had an electrician over, and that one was really important that was managed in time, because I was also organizing a board game weekend for my friends. I was inviting friends over to play board games with me, and that was really fun. That was really enjoyable, but there was a risk that I wouldn't manage to put that cable in on time, which could have also meant that my friends wouldn't be able to go to the toilet, because I didn't lose all electricity with this problem, but I lost about half of it. And the half of the electricity that I lost, for example, affected the sewage system, you know. That is like a little engine that takes all the sewage, all the dirty water and the shit and all that kind of stuff. It takes it out, right, from that little, what you might call it, like a hole in the ground. And without that engine, it gets filled up pretty quickly, and it might create a problem in the garden that would stink. So I wanted to prevent that, obviously, so that's why I was rushing with this cable. And also, I was about to leave as well. So this all happened in the last 2 weeks. So can you imagine? That one also cost me around 500 euros in total, because the cable was like 350, then the electrician maybe 150, and then also that digger, we had to pay the driver for the digger of that machine. So yeah, a lot of money. I lost a lot of money in 2 weeks. And the cable, that wasn't my fault, right? That was just something that can happen. And it's important to have some kind of financial reserve. I really recommend being ready for these sort of moments. You need to have a backup plan, put some money aside in case something like this happens, because it always does. Oh, something always happens eventually. Something breaks, and you are the person who has to pay for it, right? But that thing with the ticket, that completely ruined me, man. That was like, that killed me, honestly. I have to say, I was kind of losing it. I was losing it, you know. Whenever I tried to deal with people around that time, even like trying to call the agency, I would say that I was a little bit taking it out on them. I wasn't like shouting at them or anything, but I wasn't mentally stable. And you can imagine if something like this happens and it's out of your control, and all they ask you for is just pay more, pay more, pay more, because that's exactly what happened. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I think I have come to terms with it now. I think I have accepted the situation. I'm now in Istanbul. I have paid for it all. And I'm going to have a clean head soon. But first I need to get some sleep and finish recording this episode. But let me tell you what. It's not pleasant. On the other hand, it's just money, right? You have to say it to yourself in this sort of way. It's not your health. It's not, nobody is ill, nobody has died. Those are much worse things, right? This is just money, and it can be fixed. You just have to make more money. Maybe I need to find more students or something, right? I need to work harder or get some one-to-one lessons, more one-to-one lessons, or maybe even get a part-time job in Vietnam. I will think about all that, obviously. But yeah, that's the unpleasant thing I wanted to share with you. But okay, maybe I should tell you a little bit about my plans now in Vietnam, because you know what? I think when I share my plans, perhaps it, or the idea is that it actually helps me realize those plans, because I put a little bit more pressure on myself, and also I make it clear to myself what I want. And I don't think we do this enough. We don't write these things enough. We should write our plans. We should organize our life a little bit in this sort of way. And it actually doesn't matter so much if not everything goes according to plan. It doesn't matter so much if maybe you don't manage to complete all your plans. But what's important is the effort, right? What's important is that you work towards that aim, that you try as hard as you can, or maybe if not as hard as you can, that you try, right? It's important to try. And by saying it here publicly, I think it will help me to try. So, the plan is, I'm going to Ho Chi Minh City now, right? Waiting for my flight, which will be taking off in about 3 hours. Then I want to sleep, get some sleep on the plane. I've got some sleeping pills with me. They are the motion sickness pills, but they also make you drowsy. So they should help me fall asleep. Those are the Vietnamese ones, pretty strong. By the way, as I was going through the security in Prague, they were checking my hand luggage, right? The carry-on luggage. And it started beeping on their monitor. And they told me that they have a suspicion that I'm carrying some forbidden substances, as in drugs. And I did not understand when they were saying it first. And they started searching me. They started sort of, there was this guy and started touching me everywhere. And like groping me almost. It was, I got really pissed off. I was like, what is going on? Why are you doing this? And then they explained to me that I, something in their system was telling them that there is a suspicion that I might have some substances. Of course, they didn't find anything. And of course, I don't really take any drugs, as you guys know, because I'm not a drug addict or a junkie. And I definitely don't. I'm definitely not a drug dealer or a smuggler or someone who would risk their life for money. Yeah, maybe I should do that after what happened to me with that ticket. But honestly, it's just such a big risk to go somewhere in Asia. And then if you do that, right, if you smuggle like drugs or stuff like that and they catch you, you can go to prison for 20 years, and these prisons are not those prisons that we have in Europe. Those prisons are rough, man. I've seen some stuff on Netflix, so I would never, ever do anything like that. But probably this system just malfunctioned, or it was the fact that I had some weird stuff in my bag, like tea and stuff that may have looked like something illegal. But anyway, this was interesting. So, yeah, going back to the pills. So the plan is to get some sleep, hopefully with the help of those sleeping pills, which are totally legal and which you can actually take. Yes, it's not considered drugs, as in, you know, transporting drugs illegally, smuggling drugs. No, that's not that, because I've got about four tablets of sleeping pills. Right, that's so. Then the flight will be, how long will it be? I think about 12 hours. So I get there and then I spend about 3 days in Ho Chi Minh City, which is the city in the south of Vietnam. That's where I will be landing, obviously, tomorrow. And I want to see my friends there. I've got a few friends there now. So the plan is to see them and also recover from the jet lag a little bit and catch up on the sleep. Then I'll be heading to Da Nang, so I will have to take another flight, but that one will be a short one, a short domestic flight, about 1 hour long. And in Da Nang, I will stay for about, I'm going to stay for about another 4 or 5 days to see my Da Nang friends, obviously, and get a few beers, play some board games and stuff like that, and then I'm not going to stay there. In fact, the next destination will be Hinon. Yes, I'm going to go to Hinon, which is a smaller city than Da Nang, also on the coast, and a little bit south of Da Nang. I think it's like towards Nha Trang, in case you know Vietnamese geography. Nha Trang is further down, so it should take about 5 hours by car. I know one person in Da Nang that is willing to take me there. At least he promised me to do so. And that's the new place that I would like to live. At least for some time, to see if I like it or not. If I don't like it, of course, then I can go back to Da Nang or try a new place. And what will I be doing there? Well, as always, I've managed to put on some weight, probably due to the fact that I just eat differently in Europe. I buy more cheese, I generally eat more, there are larger portions, I don't sweat as much as I sweat in Vietnam, where the weather is really hot and also humid. I sweat so much there. So basically that's why I don't put on weight so much in Vietnam. So I weigh over 90 kilos again. It's not as bad as last time. I think I'm like 3-4 kilos down from that, but still it's quite bad. My ideal weight is around 85 kilos, I believe, or maybe even a little bit less, but then I start looking a little bit too slim. And yeah, I want to have some body mass at least, right? So that's one thing I want to do. Should I start learning Vietnamese? I probably should. Still haven't decided on that one, but if I do decide to try, I think I just hire a teacher, like a private one-to-one teacher, and have lessons like once a week. I should probably like have lessons every day, but I just want to be realistic about this. I'm not necessarily that interested in learning the language, but at the same time, I am slightly disappointed with myself that I haven't even started, I haven't even tried. And I think if you live in a country for that long, you should give it a go at least. So I think maybe it's time for me to do that as well. So that's another plan. Then obviously, what else? I'll keep playing pickleball because I love that sport. I actually played it once in Prague as well with my cousin and my two friends and one of my students too. So that was a lot of fun, showing my friends and my cousin pickleball. There's not many courts in Prague, but there are some. In Europe, the sport padel is more popular than pickleball. And in Asia, it's pickleball. And I have to say, I haven't tried padel, but just by looking at the way it's played, I think I like pickleball more already without even trying padel. So I love pickleball, huge fan. But I also got to play tennis a lot this summer, guys, tennis. So yeah, if you ask me which sport I like more, if it's pickleball or tennis, I'm torn because both sports have their, you know, sort of beauty, let's say. But I think pickleball is cheaper, and also I like the doubles. I think it's more fun. There's more, I don't know, it's just you play close to your friends and it just feels more intense. And just, I don't know, for some reason pickleball is my number one sport at the moment. I want to continue going for runs. It doesn't have to be that often. At least twice a week I should go for a run. Because I did that. That was one of the few things I did. Actually, yeah, I did some sport in Poděbrady, in the Czech Republic. And one of them was running. But still, I put on weight. Can you imagine? I went for like 10K runs, 10 kilometer runs. And yet I was putting on weight. It's absurd. It's ironic, but that's exactly what happened. So, one last thing regarding my fitness. I want to resume going to the gym. Not my favorite thing to do, but at least 3 times a week. So here is the plan. Twice a week running, going to the gym at least 3 times a week, playing pickleball whenever I want. I don't know about swimming because, okay, I might occasionally go for a swim in the sea, but to be honest, I didn't enjoy it that much in Da Nang because the waves were just too big. And let's see what kind of sea there is. Let's see what kind of sea there is. That's a fun sentence. In Hinon, and I decide accordingly. I want to find a board games group as well in Hinon, and I'm already in touch with a few people, so that shouldn't be a problem. I also will have to sell some stuff because I cannot take everything back home, and I cannot keep having pieces of luggage in Vietnam because it just doesn't make sense. I end up having more and more things, and that's not very convenient, because at some point maybe I will not want to go back to Vietnam anymore, and maybe I will want to try a new country. But what will I do with 4 pieces of luggage? Some of this stuff can be sold, including some of the games I have, so that is on agenda as well for me. What about the podcast? Yes, I want to continue recording all these podcasts. I have 3 podcasts right now. The Footglish podcast, which is about football and learning English. This podcast, the Next English podcast, which, as you have probably noticed, at the moment I am a little bit neglecting. Yes, I'm neglecting this podcast, and I have my reasons for it. I wish it was monetized. If this podcast was monetized, I would have more motivation to keep going. It's not, so I don't. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say it as it is. At the same time though, I don't wanna just completely quit. I want to keep going because it's something I've been doing for so long, more than 11 years, right? Maybe 12, more than 12 years now. Not as long as someone like Luke from Luke's English podcast, but quite long. Almost as long as him. So I can't just like announce, hey, this is the end of the Next English podcast. It doesn't feel right. Even if I record only a few episodes every year, maybe only like 5 or 6 or 7, still it counts, right? And it's nice to catch up with you as my listeners too. It's nice to talk to you. By the way, if you want to say anything about this, or if you just want to say hi, or say, I'm sorry, Zdenek, this happened to you. If you want to pity me, I'm not asking you to do that. Actually, if you have anything to say about anything, you can send me an email at teacherzdenek@gmail.com. I will gladly read your email and then respond to you. I don't have that many listeners, so it won't be such a big deal for me actually to deal with that email. I will look forward to that, to reading it for sure. Or if you are looking for a teacher, a one-to-one teacher like myself, if you think I can help you with your English, which definitely I can provide a lot of speaking practice, I can correct your English, I can help you with your pronunciation, expand your vocabulary, you know, the usual stuff, then yeah, we can of course make that happen as well. And like Serkan did, like Serkan became my student in this kind of way. He was listening to my podcast, and then he contacted me one day. He said he wants to try having one-to-one lessons, and the rest is history. I've been teaching him for 3 years or 4 years or something like that. So yeah, that's obviously a possibility. And what else? Yeah, there is this board game I'm developing as well called Linguist League. I'm not sure if this is the final name of this board game, but it's essentially a deck builder. And I think most of the people that played it really liked it. So I think there is a good chance that this game at some point might make it, that one day I might be able to self-publish it through Kickstarter. So if you are interested in trying this game out, it's like a little bit sort of inspired by the game called Dominion. And these games that where you build your deck of cards and then you buy better cards and make the deck better. And the theme of this game is language learning, English language learning. So it's, I think I did what I had to do, right? I've chosen the theme to be my job. And I think it shows that the names of the cards, it's quite creative. If it's a good game, I think it's up to you guys to decide, up to the people who play it. Not you, maybe. You're just listening to this episode. But if you choose to try it one day, it's possible as well through Tabletop Simulator. You can join my Discord group through which we can play it. But you will have to buy Tabletop Simulator, which is available on Steam for about 20 euros. And often it's on sale as well. But send me an email at teachersdenek@gmail.com if you would like to give this a go. And I'll happily play with you and invite my other friends to play with us as well, because this game can be played by up to 4 people. So I would like to keep developing this game, because I've got the concept, but I need to work on the artwork a little bit now. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can get someone join me on the team of the sort of like designers, someone who can work with arts, or who can do the artwork, right? Someone who can work with the graphics. Because I did it all in Canva. You probably know the program Canva. I have Canva Pro. I'm paying for it, but it's not ideal. Right? It has its limitations. And if someone professional did it, I'm sure it would look so much better than it does. Right, so this is it, yeah. I also want to create a course, a lead magnet course. What's a lead magnet, Zdenek? Well, it's a term used in marketing. It's basically like a short course where you teach something through a series of videos, usually, that people get access to in exchange for their email. So this course will be for football vocabulary. I want to create that because I'm interested in working with people from the football industry as well. Because I teach 4 people from that industry right now. I teach 1 ex-footballer, I teach 2 football journalists, and 1 football manager, a coach from the first Czech league. So pretty high profile people in Czech football. So I'm happy for that. But I would like to grow my clientele, right? I would like more clients like that. So that's why I need to showcase my skills a little bit. So that's why I need to create this free course, which all of you will be able to actually watch when it's finished. All of you will be able to learn some football vocabulary. But I think it will be like, I don't know, 8 short videos. And if people like it, maybe I can then create a paid course after that, right? So that is the idea, basically. So that's something I want to work on. And that's a lot of things. I don't expect to manage all of it. I'm sure some of it will not work out. I shouldn't say this. Why am I saying this? I think if I say things like that, it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Sometimes I can be a little bit self-critical like that, right? Self-flagellant, self-critical, and self-harming. I should be more positive. I should have this attitude, this American, you can do it, you can do anything you want attitude, right? But I'm Czech, so I can't. It's not in my DNA. I'm an honest person, and I wear my heart on my sleeve very often, like I do in this episode, but that goes both ways, right? Sometimes it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, it's good to speak about things in your life. It's good to take stock like this. It's good to make, like, sort of like clean your head in this sort of way, but also sometimes some negative thoughts creep in your mind like they do, and it's not helpful, right? It's detrimental, but it is what it is, guys. By the way, I have a visa to go to Vietnam for three months. The visa is valid for 3 months, and then I have to leave the country and come back. You know, it's called the visa run. I've spoken about this on this podcast before. It's annoying. However, they made it possible for some countries in the EU, including the Czech Republic, to go to Vietnam without a visa. Now, for Czech people, it's a visa-free country if you are a tourist and you intend to stay for up to 40 days, I believe. So if you want to stay longer than 40 days, then you have to get a visa. It's no use leaving every 40 days. It would kill me, right? So if you want to come and visit me in Vietnam, you can definitely do it if you are from a European country. Not all European countries, but most of them. I know, for example, people from Portugal didn't get this opportunity for some reason. They omitted a few important European countries for no logical reason, basically. But most of the EU countries are on that list. Not only EU countries, but mainly that's what was interesting for me, because I'm from an EU country. Guys, I think this episode has been long enough. My voice is not what it was at the beginning of this episode. You might be able to hear it. By the way, this episode is not available on the YouTube channel unless I decide to post it there anyway without a video. Basically, there's no video. It's just the audio. What do you think? Should I do that? You know what? I will decide later. And I think I should put it there, because I know maybe my audio listeners may not be the same people as my video viewers. My audience, you know, on YouTube channel may not be the same people. I know some people might like listen first and then watch it as a video later, but I think most people don't do that. I think we are talking about two different audiences here. So if I don't publish this episode on the YouTube channel, they will be missing out, right? They will not know the context and it won't make sense to them. I think I should also publish it there without put a static image next to this voice, next to the audio track, right? Okay, guys. Yeah. That's it, pretty much. That's all I wanted to talk about today. Hopefully everything has been clear. And I think it's nice to get things off your chest, whether they are a little bit uncomfortable or embarrassing, like that stuff that happened to me with the ticket or the plans, you know, talking about your plans. That's, I think, an important thing to do. And we can catch up again later, maybe next summer. At the beginning of summer, I will be going back to Europe, and we will see. I can sort of look back at this episode, and we will see how much of the plan was actually realized, right? Let's see. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Wojtek, and I am from Poland. I like the Achievers Chamber because it helps me keep improving my English every single day.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website teachersdenek.com, where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber, and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.